And it's time for Around and About, and I'm Mark Colbert, your host. The ensemble theater of China Good's current production is Beth Hindley's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, Crimes of the Heart, a Southern Gothic comedy set in the small town of Hazelhurst, Mississippi in the late 1970s. It centers on the three McGrath sisters, Lenny, Beth, and Babe. In his review of the play, the New York Times critic Charles Esherwood described the play as a little bit Chekhov and a little bit Eudora Welty. Richard Windham talked to the director, Deborah Meeks, and Casey Keelan, who plays the youngest sister, Babe.
The three sisters who have, in recent years, gone their separate ways, led their separate lives. Youngest sister, Babe, shoots her husband in the stomach.
This is Deborah Meeks. She's the director of this production of Crimes of the Heart.
That's what brings the sisters back together. The oldest sister, Lenny McGrath, is the caretaker of old granddaddy. They're overcoming a lot of dysfunction and not-so-nice things that have happened to them in the past, and the untimely death of their mother, who hung herself, along with the family cat when they were growing up. The middle sister, Meg, went to California, to Hollywood, to try to make her way as a singer. That dismally failed as well. And she comes back to try to rally around Babe. It takes place all in the kitchen of the McGrath family home. It's all about, well, one of the lines in the show is getting through the really bad days, because they have to overcome a lot that has happened to them and decide whether they can overcome that and face the future.
I don't know, Meg. I'm having a bad day. It's been a real bad day. Those pictures and Barnett giving up his vendetta, then Willie J headed north, and Zachary called me up. He says he's going to have me classified insane and send me on out to the Whitfield Asylum.
What? Why, he could never do that.
Why not?
Because you're not insane.
I'm not?
No. Why, you're just as perfectly sane as anyone walking the streets of Hazelhurst, Mississippi.
I am?
More so, a lot more so.
Good.
But, Babe, we've just got to learn how to get through these real bad days.
I think each one of the sisters emerges in the show and kind of redefines who they are, and clinging to, even though there has been much sibling rivalry through their lives, but they cling to that familial bond and discover that they are not alone. They do have one another, and they can make it through those bad days. And there are days that are joyously fun, even if it's brief moments. It's a sort of a Southern Gothic comedic effect to it. Tragic things happen, but it's treated very lightly, and you do a lot of laughing in the show.
Babe? Babe, come down here, Babe!
What? What is it? I called about the cake.
What did Zachary do to you?
They can't have it for today.
Did he hurt you? Did he? Did he do that?
Oh, Meg, please.
Did he? God damn it, Babe!
Yes, he did.
Why? Why?
I don't know. He started hating me because I couldn't laugh at his jokes. I started finding it impossible to laugh at his jokes the way I used to. And then the sound of his voice got to where it tired me out awful bad to hear it. I'd fall asleep just listening to him at the dinner table. He'd say, "Him some of that gravy." Or, "This roast beef is too damn bloody." And suddenly, I'd be out cold like a light.
Oh, Babe, Babe, this is very important. I want you to sit down here and tell me what all happened right before you shot Zachary. That's right, just sit down and tell me.
I told you, I can't tell you on account of I'm protecting someone.
Like, they're very honest characters, and they could be completely, ridiculously overdone in that stereotypical Southern way.
This is Casey Keelan. She plays the youngest sister, Babe.
But the way we've been playing them, the way we've approached them, is just they're very human and they're very flawed. But at the end of the day, they are real, as opposed to that ridiculous Southern.
Yeah, obviously the only real crime is the shooting of the husband. But, you know, as the title implies, Crimes of the Heart, you take a look at all of the other things like insensitivity and selfishness and just being aloof and all of those other things that come into play and how that affects their relationships. There's six in the cast, rounded out by three supporting characters that come in and help propel the storyline. But it's really more about the characters than it is the storyline. Nothing really gets resolved. You know, there is no end to what happens to Babe or what happens to Meg or what happens to Lenny, really. The play opens. It's Lenny's, the oldest sister's birthday. She's alone and lonely, and her life's been pretty dismal as well. It's about characters.
Yeah, well,
I love the character development.
I have to tell you, Deb, I'm just having trouble getting past, okay, hanging herself. That's bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
Why hang the cat? What's that about?
Well, if you see the show, you'll find out why.
Yeah, you find out.
I mean, that's got to be one of the the main drivers in the whole thing, I would think, isn't it?
It's like what happens, why?
Well, how each one of them processed that too, I guess,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which apparently they didn't.
Yeah. Not very well.
For a while.
Who would?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
But I mean, it's like,
I think, Deb,
as far as I'm concerned, that may be the most serious crime, you know, to do that to your children.
What happens?
You know, it's bad enough that, you know, that you, because suicide is the ultimate selfish act, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But the cash, you know? it's almost like, in some way she wanted to punish them. Do you see it that way?
Well, Babe actually makes a great discovery mm-hmm. in the show, and she, I don't want to tell.
Yeah, I don't want you to give anything away.
I don't want to tell anything that gives it away. But toward the end of the show, Babe, because of what's happening to her,
Babe is the youngest one.
Babe
right?
is the
Casey?
Youngest one that mm-hmm. Casey yeah. plays. And in the course of what's happening to her at the moment, that is when she finally makes that rediscovery. And so it dawns on her as to why Mom hung the cat with her. So even though it sounds very dismal and bleak and very tragic, it's a fun little comedic look at if you can decide that any of that is comedic, but the way Beth Henley treats it is quite ironically funny. So some people who produce the show and direct the show, and they focus much more on the comedic aspects of the show, and sometimes that plays the characters kind of two-dimensional or a little bit, but because I really, really love the characters, even the three supporting roles in the show have, like I said, if I were teaching an acting class, I would say, let's pull up Crimes of the Heart and do some character work. Because they're just really great character studies. And because of that, you know, I've tried to cover the depth of who these characters are and who these sisters are and trying to work with the actors and let them really develop all of that. So there are moments in the play where you see the desperation, you see the sadness, you see the loneliness. But then, you know, almost immediately it's flipped and turned into a comedic treatment of what do you do with these things in life?
Now, don't snap at me. Just don't snap at me. I try to do what's right. All this responsibility keeps falling on my shoulders, and I try to do what's right.
Well, boo-hoo-hoo. And how in the hell could you send me such a telegram about Babe?
Well, if you had a phone or if you didn't live way out there in Hollywood and not even come home for Christmas, maybe I wouldn't have to pay all that money to send you a telegram.
Babe's in terrible trouble. Stop. Zachary's been shot. Stop. Come home immediately. Stop, stop, stop.
And what was that you said about how old we're getting? When you looked at my face, you said, my God, we're getting so old. But you didn't mean we. You meant me, didn't you? I'm 30 years old today. And my face is getting all pinched and my hair is falling out in the comb.
Why, Lenny, it's your birthday, October 23rd. How could I forget? Happy birthday.
To your point, I mean, if you played it mostly just for laughs, mm-hmm. that's all you're going to get,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's kind of two-dimensional.
Right.
That's not really true.
Absolutely.
And you want truth about,
yes, I wanted,
about the human condition.
Right. Absolutely. And then, like I said, the way it's written, it becomes quite funny at times to see what's happening.
What do you think her point is with the play? What do you think she's trying to tell us?
You know, I think that's a hard question, because I think there's so many dimensions and elements to that. I think the overall idea is pretty multifaceted. Can we overcome the past to embrace the future? Does that happen for the McGrath sisters? Can we work through what we have been given in life and emerge the better even for it? And can we recognize the relationships in our lives that really do matter, the things that sustain us and keep us going and bring us hope and even elements of joy amidst the heartache and pain?
Why? What did you wish for?
Well, I can't tell you that.
Oh, sure you can.
Oh, no, then it won't come true.
Well, that's just superstition. Of course it will if you made it deep enough.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, Babe's the regular expert on birthday wishes.
It's just I get these feelings. Now, come on and tell us. What was it you wished for?
Yes, tell us. What was it?
Well, I guess it wasn't really a specific wish. This vision just sort of came into my mind.
A vision? What was it of?
I don't know exactly. It was something about the three of us smiling and laughing together.
Well, when was it? Was it far away or near?
I'm not sure. But it wasn't forever. It wasn't for every minute. Just this one moment. And we were all laughing.
What were we laughing about?
I don't know. Just nothing, I guess.
Well, that's a nice wish to make.
The Ensemble Theatre is on Uptown Road in Brainerd. Their production of Beth Henley's Crimes of the Heart starts at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, October 20th and 21st, and at 2:30 on Sunday, October 22nd. Details are on the website, ensembletheatreofchattanooga.com. Their telephone number is 987-5141. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richard Winham.